It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Top of the morning to you. Good morning, Pamela Thompson Smith. How are you?
Just say my whole name.
I know.
Because it matters.
Say my name.
Yes.
Hey, Tal, how you doing this morning on this unbelievable, incredible, fantastic, funky March Madness Friday? How about that?
Yay.
I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys doing?
I'm fired up, ready to go.
Yes, we ready.
Fired up, ready to go. Fired up, ready to go is the NC State Wolfpack.
Yes.
Are you serious? Woo! Man,
talk about being on fire.
Man, this could be, seriously, this could give me memories from when I first moved to this area. And, you know, when I was always a Carolina fan, I think, on the shelf. But when I moved, well, because, I mean, I was grew up in Birmingham, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when I moved to this area, there was a lot going on in terms of basketball. Jimmy V and the Cartier Pack, and they kept winning and winning and winning and winning and winning. I'm like, wow, it may happen. So are we going to revisit the Cartier Pack again?
Maybe.
Because the Cartier Pack was in full effect last night, even though they dominated Texas Tech majority of the game.
Yeah. First couple minutes kind of slow, but yeah.
I mean, they got people that you least expect is going to contribute to the game that showed up, man. I'm talking about guys like, yeah, huh? You start looking around like, well, I don't even know this guy's name, Ben Millerbrook. Who the hell's Ben Millerbrook? is that something we ever called? Right, by the way,
well,
Ben.
Well, yeah.
We called it a little bit, but not
these last few games.
Not dropping 21 points.
Yeah.
You know, it's just remarkable. But let's see how the head coach of the Wolfpack. See Kevin Keese. Let's hear, how he feels about it. His team performance.
Well, what a great game! And obviously, we played against a really good, well coached Texas Tech team, and you know they pushed us to the limit. I thought we had an incredible size advantage. When you look at, you know, DJ Burns and you look at the way Ben played and then Mo, I thought those guys really delivered for us inside and did a lot of good things. And, you know, we got stronger in the second half. I thought we started defending. I thought more in the first half was more of an offensive game. And we decided to sit down and defend and did some good things. And then we completely played the game through our post. We kind of went inside out, and I think it really worked out for us.
In case you was wondering, Ben Millerbrook was the transfer from Clemson. Mm-hmm. That's when he played prior to coming in. He's 6'10". And he just got busy. And like Coach Keith said, with huge DJ Burns, who they had no answer for him, then you got Ben Millerbrook.
Millerbrook.
Who's trending right now. I'm just saying, man, it's just an incredible thing. It's an unbelievable situation. So shout out to the Pack. Shout out to the Wolf Pack, man. And, you know, I'm so happy for Coach Keese. And,
yes,
you know,
hell, it's exciting.
They keep winning right now. I was thinking, I mean, he solidified himself, you know, in two extra years to win the ACC championship. Yeah, he may be in Phoenix. I mean, I'm serious. Let's talk about, let's hear from other guys talking about Ben Millerbrook. Here's DJ Burns on Ben Millerbrook. I'm sorry, Millerbrooks with an S. Okay. Let's get it right.
Just trying to get into their bodies, you know. That's my guy, man. Look, Ben Millerbrooks, he's going to go out there and give you everything. I'm so happy that
Millerbrooks.
That's my guy, man. Millerbrooks.
Saturday, we need him.
What does he bring that's maybe a little bit different to this front court for you guys?
I think he brings a little bit more athleticism than I can give our guys. His defensive ability is really, really what's made a name for him and what's got him here. And now he's able to showcase his offense. You really get to see how hard he's working.
Appreciate it.
Unbelievable. NC State taking down Texas Tech. Now they could actually, and we're going to talk about the team they playing and why they playing that team.
Yes.
But they could make the Sweet 16 really easy. I mean, I know. You know,
they definitely stand a chance now based on what happened prior to that game.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But here's DJ Burns on the crowd just embracing him.
Take a second to block it out. You know, you kind of get fed up in the moment, and you know this is a place where I've came several times and not gotten it right. So I just wanted to, you know, block it out until I got going. But once I got going, it was a lot of fun. Just hearing the crowd cheer me on and my teammates looking over there, seeing everybody shoot for the shots, it was just an amazing feeling.
I know you.
It's amazing. You know.
They call his name. I
DJ. DJ.
He loves it.
And he also talked about what really went well for him on last night. It was a late game, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's take a listen.
Case this offense, you really get to see how hard he's working.
I'm pretty sure you were probably asked about this earlier, but what was it like every single time you touched the ball to feel the crowd, not just NC State fans, but everybody there cheering for you?
To be honest, I had to take a second to block it out. You know,
yeah.
You kind of get fed up in the moment, and you know, this is the place where I've came several times and not gotten it right. So I just wanted to, you know, block it out until I got going. But once I got going, it was a lot of fun. Just hearing the crowd cheer me on and my teammates looking over there, seeing their reaction to the shots, it was just an amazing feeling.
Unbelievable, man. I love it. I love it
for him. I love it for them, all of them.
You love it for all of them?
Yeah, yeah. But it's something about him. You know, even when they were not playing as well, you always caught him smiling. And yeah. I imagine that that's on and off the court. That's his personality. That's who he is. So I really love it for him.
Man, what does this say about, I mean, seriously, can NC State go to the Final Four? I mean, are we serious about this?
One game at a time. But based on some of the upsets that have happened.
And that's what happens. You got to have a little luck. And you got to be pretty good. And I think they have a combination of both of those things.
That's going for them right now, absolutely.
Wow. Wow.
Who would have thought we'd be saying that?
I'm just trying to tell you. We're gonna get to another real story. But
mm-hmm.
I had a chance to be in the Spectrum Center last night.
Yes, you did.
Yesterday, actually, it was pretty good. I had a chance to catch Mississippi State and Michigan State, which. I tell you, first of all, I was wrong about a couple of things, which is normally doesn't happen.
What?
But I was wrong about, I thought Mississippi State was going to beat Michigan State.
Mm-hmm. And I changed mine because you gave me that advice.
Yeah. But I mean, you got to be your own person.
everything is shot because I listened to you.
No. That's just one game.
Then you tell me about Kentucky.
I bet you that, but hold up.
you just was wrong.
No, I mean, I didn't say anything about it. I did. I was right about that game. I'm going to tell you why. You can go back and listen to the tape. I was right about that. The one I was talking about, Sanford, which I was almost right about
almost
that
right
too.
Almost right about that. That was a very good game.
Yeah. And that was a very good game. I'm going to get into that. But it was so many aspects of the game. But I was in Charlotte
mm-hmm.
And had the opportunity to see Michigan State, who played very, very well. Shocked me, to be honest with you, about how they dominated Mississippi State. Now Mississippi State was a very big team, long, mm-hmm. lengthy, huge. But I tell you, and Michigan State wasn't they're not that small either. But they shot the ball very well, and whatever the Spartans shoot the ball well, then you're gonna have a problem. You have a real problem because and I tell you, Tom Izzo. If you play him in November, the three of us plus two more, we can get him every time. But when it comes to March, there's something about
something
March Madness.
To him in March.
That dude turns it on. Now, when he see the other team that he's going to see on Saturday, which is the Tar Heels, he hasn't been as successful against them. If you think about it, so we'll see. What happens on Saturday? But it's going to be a huge matchup. Really excited about what happens there. Just the environment down in Charlotte was popping. It was a pretty day yesterday.
Tomorrow, I was looking for you.
Yeah, tomorrow for some rain, but it's a pretty day. It was a great day yesterday, and just seeing a bunch of people. I mean, everybody like, we missed you at ACC. Where you at? I had something
I
had to do.
You, everybody wanted to know. You cannot do that again.
I will not do that again. I will not do that again.
Dynamic.
I know. I will not do that again. But shout out to, again, the Tar Heels. They're moving on. And it's going to be really interesting to see what happens over tonight and over the next couple of days.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
I wonder what this genre of music was called. But they all kind of sound the same, right?
Yeah, they
had that same, you know. I don't know what it was called. But it, you know, still sounds good. Because you can sing.
Exactly.
It's just true.
What you exactly mean for?
If you could always say you could sing, exactly.
Well, that part. Pam, have you ever recorded yourself singing?
Yes, all the time.
How's it sound?
Good.
To you?
To people that record me.
Reese said,
Whatever. I hate to remind you, but maybe you'll come sometime. I do sing every Sunday. You can come see that. It's recorded.
So what's the rule? Reese knows this too. I'm gonna ask Reese too.
What's the rule?
What's the rule for church people that can't sing? Do y'all tell them?
Wow.
That's a tough one.
Oh, so it's just me? I'm the only person nobody Jenkins can't sing.
No, everybody know Miss, but ain't nobody telling Miss Jenkins.
Huh? Y'all ain't never heard Miss Bernie beating up on them keys over there.
But you have to, you don't tell them. You just kind of put them in a situation where they're not heard.
They can't do no damage.
Right,
can't do
no damage.
There you go. Yeah.
See, you put them with a bunch of people that can't sing, so you can't hear.
That's what you turn the mic off.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's just mean. Just mean, man. Yeah. Anyway, welcome back to the Sports Shop. Sports Shop, Reese and K-Mac doing what we do. It is fantastic, fun, funky. Bracket busting Friday.
Yes, that's good. Bracket
I'm
busting.
I'm telling you, if somebody's got their bracket at 100% right now, I wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't believe it. Wow. There's no way.
There are a few.
Although, I did pick Kentucky losing, but that was just because I don't like Kentucky, but that's just. Not as much as Adam, though. Adam is a whole nother level.
He really does.
He's
like
on a whole
him.
Nother level, though. We got Theo Reese.
What it do, what it does.
We got the firm, Pam Thompson Smith.
Good morning.
What's up, Firebird Pam?
Yes, good morning.
How you get a shirt? We gonna get a shirt.
I asked for one.
So you think we haven't asked for one?
I don't know.
You think that hadn't come across our minds?
I was on site, and I asked for one, and it was in my hand.
Okay.
And I was like, I need a shirt.
Okay, good
before
answer.
I go back over.
Good answer. We got A-Town behind the glass. What's up, A?
Doing well.
Still in trouble?
Always.
Yeah. You know, maybe hit and miss with sunlight this weekend, so.
It's something right now.
Sunshine,
so.
Rather. Not sunlight. Sunshine. Yeah. Yeah, but you'll be all right.
Hopefully.
I think you'll make it through. How are we doing on poll question?
So the poll question can be found on X, formerly known as Twitter, through Buzz Sports Radio, the Sports Shop 1. And the poll question presented by Oak Grove Tech, after day one, how is your bracket? Perfect. I only missed one. I missed a few, or trashed. And 50% say it's trashed.
Dang. I think their expectations were a little too high. I mean, you should know you weren't going to get up. It was just too many games.
Right.
It was too many games, too many things going on. But we have action going on tonight. We have UConn.
Greg said, for the people who can't sing, and Trace, you put them in charge of announcements. That's
Hey,
Dale Chris, remember
Greg? Hey, look, I ain't that cold. I mean, you can't pull them out the choir all together.
But that's a good place for
them. Yeah,
because
really, you know, people like the mic.
You turn them into the MC.
It's really about the mic.
Turn them into the MC.
Well, it's like having a solo without singing.
What would make you feel better about that? Sometimes, son, you win when you fail. What?
This is true.
Like what is that?
Saying, son, baby, you don't have no skills. That's why you got cut.
Wow.
You took after your daddy.
Ooh, I like boy. That. That's pretty good, though.
Just said, baby, put him in charge of announcements. You mean like our next selection will be?
And I'm sitting here thinking about people I know that do announcements. I'm like, okay, now I know.
It's a reason.
Listen, MCs out there, don't take this personal. It's not. Look.
And I won't as an MC.
Yeah. Don't take this personal that you get handed the mic to say, hey, why don't you introduce us coming out?
But I was gonna say no. I think.
I mean, that's how Kirk Franklin started. Look at him now.
There it is.
He still doesn't sing.
Like I said, look at him now. The greatest, one of the greatest gospel MCs we know.
Exactly.
Y'all don't, please don't send this to Kirk Franklin, because I don't want no problems out there, man. No,
we don't want no smoke.
I don't want no smoke. But y'all know he's an MC. Anyway, we got James O'Reilly calling in. He want to talk about that cardiac pack. What's up, James?
Yes,
how you doing?
Yes, he's on fire.
What's going on, family? How y'all doing this morning?
What's up, James?
I can't believe family.
Matter of fact, James, before we even get started, now you got to answer the question. What y'all do with the people that can't sing in the choir? What y'all do with them?
Hey, man, they do like me. They sit, they tell down, cuz.
Okay, all right, I'll take that.
Hey, when you were young, they made you sing in the choir.
Right.
You got older and you became a teenager and stuff, and you found out you know you can't sing. Why you need to fuss at me and you know I can't carry no note? So I'm going to go sit down.
Good move. Well, I tell you what, the Wolf Pack set some people down last night.
You know.
Yeah, the Wolf Pack playing ball, man. The Wolf Pack playing ball. I don't know what happened in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they picked up on their way to Washington, D.C., why they was in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. but they need to keep it. Whatever they picked up, whatever they fed them, they said it was ice cream. They eat ice cream after the game.
Wow. Yeah.
They need to keep eating ice cream after the game.
Ooh.
They need to keep eating ice cream after the game. But them Wolf Pack playing ball. But I called in because I saw Pam and I saw Reese. Y'all keep getting on Kentucky. Let them guys go. Man, them guys fresh. Man, everybody team ain't got an 8-year senior.
Well, you can make me hold on. Seriously, James? That's what you're doing?
Got an 8-year
senior. I was on the other side, James.
Look, they got Carmack Ryan. Matter of fact, I just ran into one of his real estate companies the other day. Carmack, you know, he about 32.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And they getting on it, man. Okay,
Matt. Look, you got Baycott. You got Baycott. You got Carmack. You got RJ. I mean, these guys are going. I mean, right now they probably one of the best trios in the country. But they all 30.
RJ, this is RJ's fourth year. What
he
are you
been there
about?
From start.
Yeah.
As a freshman on.
They don't have one of
those. Ain't throw him in there. I'm talking about Baycott. I think Baycott was at UNC when I was at NC State.
Mm. Oh, God.
You know how long ago that was?
Wow. That's a shame. But forget about them, man. Talk about your
pack,
man.
Talk about your pack, man. What you do?
You know I got to get that jab in every now and then.
Yeah, you did
but
good.
But my pack, they on their way. I think they're going to beat Oakland. They're going to make it to the Sweet 16. And the way it's looking, they might make it for than the UNC Tar Heels.
Ooh.
I think Michigan State gonna beat y'all.
Mm.
I think Michigan State gonna beat y'all.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That may be a hot ish take. It may be.
By the time we call back Monday, it's gonna be one.
Oh, he said that with confidence. By the time we call, you call back.
Well, you might as well say put it down behind it. Go on, say it one more time. Say put it down.
Put it down.
Put it down. It don't sound like that. The right put it down. That's a weak put it down. And hey, you know it.
You know
that's
why,
a weak take
too. You know
too.
Why I really want to lose?
Why?
I know my man Reese gonna be upset, buddy. Reese gonna be real upset.
But guess what, Wayne? I mean, hey, James, I won't be upset because they're not gonna lose. They winning.
There you go.
Okay.
Y'all gonna have to really know what y'all gonna have to call the choir in. Pam, get your choir ready.
Okay.
They gonna have to come in the same Monday.
James, this ain't funny. I'm not laughing.
So James,
What's that song they sing? I shall wear my crown.
Oh God, James.
When it's on.
Oh God.
And now I hear why you sit your butt down.
Exactly.
That's a good move.
Jay, you know what, Jay? It is so nice to hear y'all in great spirits, but I didn't forget about what you said last Friday, okay?
Uh-oh.
I didn't forget about what you said last Friday. Now I've been going around collecting receipts. I got receipts on all you Wolfpack faithful. Y'all wanted to make – you said it yourself. It don't matter what he do in the ACC tournament. He got to go.
Yeah, now they love it.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I just want to make sure. I'm with K-Mac.
Now, hell, we going to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, now hell, we going to Final Four.
How you doing,
now,
man?
How you feel?
I feel good. He getting to keep his job. I pulled him off the unemployment line. He good.
Oh, you welcomed him back in.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, but well, you know what, Jay? I can't wait to talk to you on Monday. I'll see you on Monday.
Okay, y'all fam, y'all be good. Okay.
Thank you, man. You too.
You see how quickly they do it? How quickly they turn? Now,
because it's a what have you done for me lately society.
So what's the day? Today's Friday. Let's see, what day was that? Let's see the game. So it was Wednesday. Maybe it was Wednesday. What day was it? I was at the shop Thursday, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And there was a Wolfpack faithful there.
Oh, yeah. Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to get him.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't. Well, what are we really going to get? You know, we won ACC, but what team do we really have? Why didn't we do this? My question, mm-hmm. his question, why haven't we done this all along?
Mm.
What?
Okay.
Why haven't we done this all along? You don't remember that foolishness y'all was in? So you forgot they were trying to shut the program down? Y'all forgot about that? You forgot about COVID? You forget about all of that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could have been playing like this all season. You forget about the injuries? You forget about you? So that's just lost on you. Okay. All right. Mm. That's how they are.
That was a good comeback.
But that's how they are, though. All of them. That's how they are. That's how they operate. But it is what it is. Lastly, for right now, on the state game last night, the end of the game. Did you guys see the post game interview right after the game with DJ Burns?
Mm-hmm.
You did.
Yes.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see
it.
Yeah,
did.
when he came out, and well, since you didn't see it, Reese, it'd be fresh for you.
Okay.
So they came out of the interview, you know. So the Pack always has a tradition of, you know, the ice cream and all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
So why they gonna bring, you know, big old thing of ice cream and all this toppings, all this stuff out, and hand the DJ, you know, at the end of the game.
That's the last thing he need.
But hold on, what? So he big guy, so he don't want to eat the ice cream.
He get a little more than everybody else.
But come on, he may not even like ice cream. Come on, man, don't do that.
Oh,
don't do that. That's big man shaming. I don't like it.
You've been really triggered over the last.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So wow.
That's like somebody boy. Break donuts into the office. You say, well, I know you want one.
Well, you know you just went back but there. Fact,
they put on your desk before they put everybody
else's
desk.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
just dropped yours off. I know you want one. There you go.
She just asked me. She said, "Came back. No, we got donuts." That's what I'm telling.
Why are you playing? They got donuts over there.
Like, I see what I'm going through, and I am tricky. Yeah, you're right. I just didn't like it. It just made me feel like, why you gotta get him the donut? Why you gotta get him the ice cream? I don't see nobody else on the sideline with ice cream. I mean, I get it. I get what they were doing, but I don't like it.
You don't like it.
Big man shaming. Don't do that. Don't do that to my man.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's a shame. But I'm saying, you know, they be asking you first. They don't ask me first. Reese get done before I do.
Maybe he faster, but you both be going that way.
Wow.
Reese is faster than I am.
That's right.
that is a true statement. Hey, Tom, how you get a donut?
I don't usually eat donuts, to be honest. But
you know, he don't eat sweets and stuff like that.
So you don't eat sweets?
He is clean.
I mean,
eating.
Sometimes, special occasions, you know.
He's not a junk food guy.
Mm-mm.
Try not to be.
Yeah, see?
Okay, very good. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, growing up, he ate Cheerios.
They don't do that on the island.
He didn't do Frosted Flakes.
What y'all eat? Oranges and pineapples,
mangoes,
yeah. On the island,
fresh fruit only.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know island.
Exactly, fresh fruits.
Fresh fruits, vegetables only.
Long Island.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.